it seems to be becoming the norm now, and it's down to the rising COVID numbers, the lack of bed, and the shortage of staff that we're currently experiencing at Letter County University Hospital. I can't for the life of me think how we're going to get out of this in the short term, but I know long term we need to be looking and discussing how we can best address this growing situation. This crisis isn't going to go away, and I think that everyone concerned in delivering health service, but in particular GPs and in our community sector, have a role to play. And I think there needs to be discussions with the HSE along with the GPs, and we need to invest more in our community services so that we can free up beds that are being held by people who have nowhere to go in the community, and they have a lack of support there. So there's a number of things that's causing this perfect storm, but we've known it for quite a long while, and what we need is further investment. And I would call on the Minister, Stephen Donnelly, again to visit Letterkenny and see for himself the situation that the staff have to put up with on an almost daily basis now. It's horrendous, the pressure that they're under, and patients waiting a long time to access the emergency and waiting on trolleys to get a bed is just not good enough.
As you say, there are many factors at play, but one of the key things that you've mentioned there is the GP services locally. Is that a main issue in that perfect storm?
Well, a lot of people are saying they're still having difficulties contacting their GPs and are presenting themselves at an active emergency. I think GPs have a massive role to play here. I think, you know, they need to be patient and diagnosing them, and where they can to direct them away from the hospital unless it's an absolute emergency, and having that they can be treated at home. But when we have vulnerable and frail people, we need more services within the community to be able to do that, and that's where the community comes in, and there has to be more funding and resources given to CHO1, which looks after Donegal.